Good morning, everybody.
Bonjour. Monsieur Oiseau.
Hello, everybody.
Madame Renou.
Monsieur Andrea.
So today is the 28th of August 2015, and we are at Off the Cuff at the Eurovir Radio. This is the 41 issue of our
Off the Cuff. Yeah, good.
Good, at least
we're consistent.
Consistently
published.
So, guys, do you have something interesting for our auditors? They want to know that. We want to know what's happening in Euroville, what exactly are the emergency, what is fundamental, essential, the problem about architecture, land, water, electricity, solar, school, solar, the retraite, the...
Exactly, all of these things are happening. I know the working committee is putting together all the groups that came out of the retreat, but it's a sort of private thing. That they're working on, and I guess they're getting busy for the governing board that arrives. That always takes a huge amount of energy to prepare for that. So I guess that's what they're doing. So they're preparing for that.
You take care of what the working committee is doing, Madame Renaud?
I take care of everything.
Let's go to check that. I don't like when people pretend. Be careful, Madame.
Well, I mean, I'm interested in everything. I don't take care of everything. I'm interested in everything.
Cool. Working committee, you, what is your...
About Madame Renaud, this morning just came in with a nice book.
Yes, I walked into the town hall, and as I entered the gate, I ran into Vardarajan, who I didn't recognize because instead of wearing a white shirt, he was wearing a blue shirt.
This is not normal.
He gave me this book, so I felt very blessed and lucky as I entered, and it said, "Blessed are those remembering Sweet Mother in Shurubindo," and it's a compilation of various people from Oroville and the ashram who talk about remembering Mother, and so I look very much forward to reading this, and I will let you know more as I go through.
Show me very fast this book, okay? This and this. What it is this? The page 2?
The first meeting.
So you will read this book.
I will read this. And then I asked Vardarajan, because Vardarajan has really been involved in Oroville since the very beginning, and he has been the liaison with Oroville, linking with the villages and stuff like that since the very, very beginning, him and Shyamala. And I mentioned to him, I said, you know, why don't you come to the radio and maybe talk a little bit, maybe you could read something from Mother and Shurubindo. And he gave me a very good answer. He said, no, Renu, as Mother said, most of the local people are already quite connected inside, so they don't connect so much with the mental part. It's more by the heart that we have to contact them and not by the mental approach. And right now, everybody is in a survival mode of trying to upgrade their life, so there's no point putting anything in there until... you know, your basic survival is a little bit more stabilized. And it's only by the heart that one can relate. And I thought, that's very true. So, and the heart, you can't cheat.
No. There is no way.
The basic needs are not yet all fed, if I understood.
Yeah, I mean, what she said, that we are in a moment of transformation and we are much more into the mental kind of noise, and we are not able probably at this point of time to receive sort of messages that are on higher level, because we are almost in survival mood. Not that we don't have any food or shelter.
But the world is anyway in survival mode.
Yeah, the world
because
is
with the climate
survival.
Change and because of all of that, we're all actually very
more
stressed.
More than climate change, I think, is thanks to, or for the reason that internet somehow has destroyed a lot of barriers. Now the people from different places around the world are looking for other kind of life outside of their own country. So this movement of people that are moving from one side for the reason of there are wars in their own country.
Exactly.
That is a big shift in our way to perceive the life. Because
and to perceive the planet, and to perceive borders, and to perceive...
Yeah, the natural resources, everything, it goes together.
Exactly.
And now what I'm seeing, that I'm from Europe, in Europe, are really distressed by the fact there are thousands of people every day coming into... or Europe legally or illegally, and there are no clue how to deal with them, because it's something that comes from one day to another one. That's again because the barrier of the mental barrier, most of them, they're been destroyed by the fact that they, these people, they came to know that there is Europe, there is this, there is that, and they have, for reason of survival, they're moving in this new kind of war they are envisioning. So all Europe is now in a crisis, total crisis, because they have somehow a sort of dream to provide to the population benefit, this and that. But for these people that are coming in, there is not this benefit. So they're facing the truth that, okay, it's a sort of gated community where the European, more or less, they can enjoy some sort of ride, but the people they come out, come from just border, the other side of the sea, the Mediterranean Sea, they're not in this kind of plane or game or plan. So they're facing the fact this it doesn't work, simply because the people are they are in need to come because they're...
But you know what's interesting for me is that, like, we always think that, okay, so, you know, there's a level that Europe has achieved which is a little bit higher and all, but when in front of this thing, then it's, like, not really achieved much, because you would think, okay, they would have some efficient way of saying, okay, we put this ground out, this is all we can offer, but we offer some basic thing. No, I mean, right now they're really responding with police force and more walls and more, which seems like so...
Unhuman.
Yeah. And you think that, oh, they've arrived at something politically, mentally, socially, that but they can't.
Because making comparison with Auroville, we have a very nice design of our gardens and our buildings, but finally we are missing a little bit the point of the residents, because the reason we are being...
Not only that, you look at a lot of the buildings with everybody with their little fences around and their little gate around.
Yeah.
So that even that... and in many cases it might be necessary for cars, and in many cases it's totally unnecessary, but people are still very attached to that. So the whole work of, you know, being unpossessive and working on that, you know, it's a difficult one. It's a long way. And people don't seem to be even considering it so much as their work so much anymore.
Yeah. But again, to me, it makes very much sense to make comparing Auroville as a kind of a little entity that is representative of the world, because that is what is happening. So we do have this kind of energy also inside ourselves, or the newcomer that they come here, they face issue like not at the same level of the people that are escaping wars, but they have to go through a long process of bending the head and go through not a very pleasant process for the simple fact that we are not able to welcome them somehow. I hope with the new policy of the work entry service it will change, but when I see the news in Europe and look to Auroville, I say, okay, more or less we are in the same planet, we are facing the same issue. The only thing that we have a little bit more in front of us, the future is because we know that we want to go in that direction. The rest of the world most probably they doesn't know where they have to look at, and then they come regarding they look to the only the physical thing. Okay, the climate is changing. That's the thing. Oh, we have to sort it out, the climate problem. The climate probably is not the thing. Is the climate is changing naturally during the million of years. So we have been with glacier in south of India.
But regardless of the climate changing, and it's true. It's true. There have been disastrous things with the climate. But still, we have a role in it. We have a role in our own destruction.
What I'm saying, we have. If you just put all the attention that is the climate problem, and you don't see that the problem is the...
It's a consciousness problem.
Yeah, it's a consciousness problem. So it's something else. Yeah. This is a part of the... a game of changing, so you should be able to more or less accept this climate change and make forward your life.
Yes,
Wazo.
I understand all, guys. I am in a state of
paranormal bliss.
Yeah, admiration. Suddenly my heart understood this comparison between the migrant problem issue in Europe and the entry group problem, the questions, what is the sense why people will come to Auroville? Is for economic reasons, for better life, for yoga, super cool, relaxed stuff, or is for fighting against issues that we must find by a new way? So all this tragedy today, I hear you guys speaking of this issue, and suddenly I say in front of this darkness, maybe we will find a small luciole. Suddenly this luciole will transperce.
A luciole is a glow bug or a...
Yeah, will transperce this brume of gris, of darkness. And suddenly the sun of the new sky
world
will arise.
Yeah. Oh. Simply like that, inside of us, a kind of lotus of sun will take power. We take our own royaum or kingdom there by a kind of mystery in Rovi Radio. In this silence, early morning, the voice of Roville will race. And slowly, slowly, Andrea will be here, and Madame Renou with the microphone, catching each one, these incredible expressions of the soul, of this unity that we want to express in this off the cuff.
Madame Renou.
There's nothing to add.
What we can say after that.
I know what we can say after that. That tomorrow we're going to have the Genius Brothers at the Botanical Gardens with Orville Radio.
No.
And yeah. In the meantime, we have to try and have fun in this miserable world and celebrate a few things that are worth celebrating.
I know it's possible.
Yeah.
So it is possible in this darkness, in this world of destruction, of egoism, to have some.
Yeah.
It's possible.
It's our only hope.
Oh. Alors. Ciao. We have still some time.
We have 3 minutes and 35 seconds.
Ah, to close. We forgot something. Mesdames, messieurs, here is the time now for Andrea to express something it is fundamental for us. Andrea, are you ready?
For what?
You know very well.
No, that's at the end. We still have 3 minutes.
No, there's also a whole bunch of other things. There's Varuna that's going to be making a presentation.
Oh, about water.
There is the learning community.
They will do another stuff with about water with Tom.
On Monday.
John Joe and...
And so let's see. Let's see if all of these experts, and I really put that in quotation mark.
Mm. By the way, just now we have a meeting with Roland from Roville Radio about water. My position will be simple, is I know nothing, I am like everybody, I am just an artist, and the idea is, how is the vision of artists about the problem of water? So I will do my approach like that. So we should say from the rain, from the harvest to the wastewater management, and we go back from the wastewater management pollution of the sun.
And then I want to also announce, I was very happy to notice that in the usual, I know it's rare, in the usual, I don't know which day it is, they have music at the Matramandir. And for many years, I was always thinking, I would like to do it with a little bit of alternative music. And the other day, I read in the news and notes that they were going to play Jan Garbarek and I can't remember whatever, and which was some of the music that I wanted to play at that space. So I'm very glad that they're beginning to embrace
wider visions
of
culture and
expression of soul.
Deepness.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Experience also for me this week. Now I start to play in this new musical comedy with all the kids. There is 50 kids.
How many
kids.
People are there?
50 kids from transition plus 30 adults. We are 100 involved. It's a big mess. The rehearsal. So I am involved in this new world. Suddenly you play with old kids that I don't know the name. It's so fun. So I'm still there like and slowly my have to slowly to disappear.
To dissolve.
Yeah.
But it is what? There is something happening with...
It will be in 1 month.
1 month, huh?
Three days, a big story
26,
of...
26, 27th?
25, 26, 27,
September.
Barat big Nevas, comedy, no? Comical. Yeah. There is a band with all the group. There is the kids. There is adults singing 12 songs, sketches, story.
It's a play, long play. It's
not
about
too much play.
No, not too much. There is it's a musical.
Of course, there we have 12 songs.
It's about what?
It's a story. It's not secret, but I cannot speak exactly now. I can say tell you that I am all rats, and there is some guys that I don't like the cats, and I try to find some diplomatic relation with the mouse.
Okay.
To resolve the problem of garbage.
Okay.
That there is problem of garbage, and I cannot say more.
Okay.
And that means it is time
for
all of
us to speak about
money.
Fundraising. So, thank you very much for donating to us. We do have account in the financial service. The number is 251369. Thanks to support us. We are always receiving funds. And if you are from
outside
Oroville Radio.org. /donate.
Donate. Donatura catacunto.
Molto oro, yen, rupees,
mio brusche,
dollar,
diamonds.
Au revoir. A bientôt.
A bientôt.
Et le soleil qui brille.
Bye bye.